World Refugee Day is observed on June 20th to recognise the experiences of refugees and asylum seekers around the world. In St John, the day will be marked by a refugee walk from King's Square to City Hall, where a flag raising will take place, organised by the St John Newcomers Centre. St Johners are invited to join the walk to show solidarity and honour the resilience of refugees in the community. Local 107.3 FM spoke with communications specialist with the St John Newcomers Centre, Sochi Azu, about the refugee walk and the support the Newcomers Centre provides to refugees in the region.
We commemorate the World Refugee Day on June 20th, and part of the ceremony is for that day we have a flag raising, which is a combination of a walk parade from King Square to City Hall, and then we have the flag raising. The purpose of sharing in this commemorative is to celebrate the resilience of refugees and also to demonstrate how we, St. John, this Greater St. John region, is a welcoming and inclusive space, and how we, welcome and celebrate refugees who come to this region.
The recent changes in legislation in terms of the process and eligibility for asylum seekers and refugees, do you have any comments about how that might affect the refugees that we see coming in here?
As far as it impacts the number of refugees that show up or walk through our doors, we are always welcoming. We welcome everyone, and we always ensure that we go above and beyond to help refugees and newcomers to settle in St. John, get what they need for them to feel like they belong, and also for them to succeed. So that's as far as our mandate goes, and we try and ensure that whatever situations or whatever stories they come in through the door, we can turn it around for the best. We have some refugees that come in with stories of war-torn countries, some with traumas, domestic or national or political, and we don't discriminate. We welcome them all, but we are very cognizant of what traumas they come to St. John with, and we try and turn their stories to positive.
How can people, broadly speaking, show some sort of support beyond coming to events like this? Is there something that people can do?
Trying to break it down, trying to keep it simple. It starts with the slightest or smallest things, which is smile. That really helps. It alleviates a lot of trauma, but it also makes people feel more welcome and feel that they can actually ask you a question, ask you directions. And when that time comes, invite them over for coffee, have conversations with them, ask them questions about where they come from. Don't feel shy. Open your doors to them. If you are an employer, give them equal opportunity. If they're capable, and also teach them about your culture, share. And many of them come with diverse experiences, different experiences, different ways of seeing, different ways of being, of knowing. And you'd be surprised what stories and you can learn from by having a chat with a newcomer or a refugee.
The refugee walk will take place from 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, June 20th, beginning at King Square. Also, the following week, on June 27th, a celebration of Canadian Multiculturalism Day is taking place, with free performances, food and activities around the Market Square atrium and the gathering space, Idili Mukwahamuk. If you have a tip, an idea or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.